Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The American Sniper jury convicts Chris Kyle's killer of murder. That's big news. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we start. Because it took just 2 hours for the jury to find Eddie Ray Ralph guilty of killing Chris Kyle and his friend Chad Littlefield. The prosecution did their job trying to paint Ralph as this troubled drug user guy who knew right from wrong, and despite any mental illnesses, it was about that. While that trial rolled through with testimony and evidence, often it included some of the strange statements that Ralph made and referring back to insanity. He also confessed several times, apologized for the crimes, and tried to evade the police. This is all what went on in the courtroom, things that now are being able to be shown and were talked about as they unfolded. But Kyle and Littlefield, both never living to be 40 years old, as they were gunned down by Ralph at the shooting range outside of Fort Worth back in February of 2013. So the family of Littlefield reacted pretty swiftly, saying that, you know, justice was served, and Judy Littlefield, the mother of Chad Littlefield, just went, you know, shaking and crying a little bit outside of, and who can blame her, outside of the courthouse after the verdict was announced. And she said, "We've waited 2 years for God to get justice for us on the death of our son. And as always, God proved to be faithful, and we're so thrilled we have the verdict that we have tonight. And thank you guys for being so compassionate and treating us with respect and honoring us. Thank you so much." And one of the things that happened is because, of course, Ralph had no reaction in hearing the verdict and made no statements whatsoever, is the father of Chad Littlefield said, you know, "You don't even know his name," and said, "This is how you spell his name," and yelled that at him. And that was pretty much it, as it wrapped up. And Taya Kyle, the widow of Chris Kyle, left the courtroom while the defense was issuing its closing arguments. And they were talking about the whole insanity thing, and that was too much for her to take. She left the courthouse, and I'm sure there'll be some reaction from her perhaps later in the day or in the next couple of days. But this is it. It's wrapped up. It took 2 years. Now he goes to prison, and we'll see what becomes of Eddie Ray Ralph. But no parole, no chance of parole, nothing. Although his defense team is appealing it, and that appeal will take some time, and we'll see where that goes. If you have any reaction, you certainly can flip that in, 855-266-5283. Some people asking why no death penalty, especially in Texas. Well, the prosecutors didn't seek it. They didn't go after the death penalty. They went after capital murder, and that's exactly what the jury convicted Eddie Ray Ralph of. In D.C., it was reaction to the Keystone XL pipeline veto. So the president, just a third time in his 2 terms as president, vetoed a bill, and this time it was the pipeline. Democrats and Republicans were on board with this legislation. It was bipartisan. So a lot of people are saying, listen, that's a huge negative for him, period, because this was bipartisan. But what the president said is, and he threatened to veto this all along, is that he wouldn't be doing his job if he didn't wait until all the material was in, meaning all the studies when they were, you know, as they came in. And there are certainly people in the energy business and people who were looking forward to or hoping that this would be a leg up for them who are more than massively disappointed, even though the preview of this is what was going to happen. The veto, could it be overridden? because of the bipartisan support. It's unlikely, however, you never know. I mean, you would need 4 in the Senate and 11 in the House. If you get those 4 in the Senate and 11 in the House, then that's it. They could override the veto. And that would be a huge story. It seems unlikely that that will happen because already the bipartisan, the people that were the senators and Congress folks that were on board with this already were signed on to it. But there is the power of persuasion, and that is the art of politics. So we could wake up and find that it's something completely different, but it would take the amount of votes that I just mentioned for that to turn around, for the override of the veto, which would be huge, Well, right from the get-go, and here we are mentioning something else, but because I get so many daily emails about ISIS and how we should just blow them out of the water and what are we doing and various solutions to the problem and how will this touch the West and will it ever touch the West, then we learn every day there's something, right, that ISIS has abducted at least 150 people from Christian villages in northeast Syria that they've raided. And a lot of the NGOs who are inside and outside the country have verified those people that are missing, and many of them include women, include older people, all kidnapped. So now what happens with these 150 people? 90 were pulled out when they carried out these dawn raids on these rural villages that were inhabited by an ancient Christian minority, they say. In a city that was a Kurdish city. So the Syrian Kurdish militia launched a couple of offenses against the militants in northeast Syria, helped by a bunch of air raids led by, of course, the U.S. And it's the same thing. Islamic State not confirming the kidnappings. However, there were photos online of some of the things that were happening, and some of these Christians have emigrated in the nearly four-year-long conflict where 200,000 people have been killed. And before all this was going on, I guess they thought they could breathe. Not so much, because they pulled them out of houses. It was an unexpected attack. And you look at already what ISIS has done. And this is, they become the kind of group where, the kind of terrorist group where, if we can just get more attention, if we can just get those videos out there, and I really think that's what it's about. I think the more they can fan the flames and the more they can recruit this way, the more they're going to continue to do the kinds of things, you know, that they're doing to get that attention. And that's exactly what they've done now again, yet again, because of taking the older people, taking the women, just kidnapping anyone, really. But this is a familiar tactic of ISIS. All right, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to check the mailbag. Hang with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. doses, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co, BidBit.co.
Tonight, of course, the big conversation in D.C. besides this veto, and is there going to be an override? Will there be enough scramble for those extra votes that I mentioned to get to have that happen, which would be huge if that were to happen? It would be really in your face to you, Mr. President, because this is only his third veto. And if you go through and look at the history of some other presidents, they've had many, many more. But that has nothing to do with it so much as this is what the setup was heading into this Republican Congress. And, of course, now we're talking about what's going to happen with the, for example, the funding of the Department of Homeland Security and the worries over terrorism and lone wolves being rallied up in sleeper cells in the United States. And will we have enough to go around, because Border Patrol agents will have to show up and not get paid, same with the TSA, on down the line. So here's what Ron Johnson had to say about that.
Well, certainly every Republican member of Congress wants to see the legal essential elements of the Department of Homeland Security funded. There's no dispute there, and certainly what I've been trying to do, even running my committee, we actually have a mission statement to enhance the economic and national security of America, so let's concentrate on the areas of agreement. I think everybody wants to keep this nation safe, secure. I think everybody here wants to fund the legal activities of Department of Homeland Security. There's actually a pretty simple way forward here. Well, obviously, Democrats in the Senate have been blocking any attempt to get the funding bill on the floor of the Senate to start the debate so we can figure out some way forward, some kind of compromise. So we're kind of in an impasse there. You know, President Obama could break this impasse, acknowledge the fact that a court of law has ruled against him, and just guarantee that he will not implement his deferred action.
All right, so Johnson, of course, Senator Johnson talking about, obviously, as you heard there, what's going on with the Department of Homeland Security and the ins and outs, and saying, listen, there's ways around this, and it doesn't have to be this way. But it certainly looks like it is more than the standoff at the OK Corral on a couple of these issues. And again, not necessarily a surprise. Let's go to Grimm, as he's been hanging on for a while here. Hey, Grimm, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing just fine, Kate. I hate to be like everybody else, but I got a little retraction. But before I do that, that caravan that you had on your earlier program, my prayers are with them that they are safe and they are effective and that they come home safe.
Nice. I like it. I like that kid. He was great.
Yeah, with everything going on, I hate to see them caught up with ISIS.
Well, you can imagine there would have to be mass protection around them.
Oh, yes, yes. Just a prayer of their safety. But last night, you know, I made the comments about our new VA director. And, his comment, I can understand the GI wanting to boast a little bit, taking pride in his country. And, you know, that wasn't really effective about his job. But I watched his interview with 60 Minutes, and I thought he sounded like he wanted to do something, even to the point of handing out his own personal cell phone in case, you know, to the vets, in case they had problems. Contact me personally and we'll fix them. You know, and I hear today now, which I'm kind of retracting, and this is his job, but he stated in the interview that he had fired something like 46 and it turned out to be about 8. I don't know whether to trust the media. You know, who do you trust anymore, Kate?
Wait, there's just something about exaggeration and misremembering that is just rampant in the water. I don't know. There is a big difference. You know, that 60 Minutes interview you're talking about seemed impressive because he was the man on the go. I went to West Point. I care. I'm going to run this like I ran my company, you know, because he was the head of Procter & Gamble and had success there. So this is what needs to happen. I'm going to get in there and I'm going to visit these VAs. And I'm going to talk to these people. And that's what you, as you say, that's what you saw him doing. So unfortunately, so far, there have been
later.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's a few things that have kind of changed the game, although he's not going to go anywhere. I don't think there's any call for his resignation, at least not right now, and the White House backed him, too. So that's not going to happen. But that's so crazy.
I am separating his job from, you know, exaggeration.
Yeah.
We don't need to get rid of him due to exaggeration. If he wants to do what he wants to what he says he's going to do and the way it looks like he was projecting himself in the interview, fine, go for it, do it. Sounds great.
Right.
But you know, you got the media. I can't even trust the media with the news that they put out today because, you know, we're losing faith in everything, really. That's my thing. I mean, 72 hours late.
Is it fake or is it real? Is it The Onion or is it real news? Who knows? I mean, we certainly have blurred the line, huh?
Oh, yes, is it getting in? I don't know, you know, for the sake of making money, for the sake of me. I mean, I've even thought about this. He's the ex-CEO of Procter & Gamble. Is he trying to just to get into the VA to store up all the hospitals with Procter & Gamble goods and run out his competitor? I don't know, you know. I mean, is that his motivation? You just don't know nowadays, and it's getting sad, you know.
It is getting sad. I don't think that's his motivation, but I think it's sad that he... I think it's sad that these little details come out that are especially... I think especially the Special Forces thing. Now, I was at dinner with some people, Grim, who... One of them disagreed and said, oh, this is ridiculous. Can't we... People misremember. People forget things. We have to lean on people that much.
Right.
But the problem is you can do that. And he did say he lied. But then there is that trust factor. So how much... You know, people are going to, you know, maybe take what he says with a grain of salt. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Can I count on this card actually being your cell phone number now? I mean, you're exactly right. We may not have lost, or there may not have been a trial in Texas with the American Sniper if there would have been proper VA care for the young man that was having all this. Yeah. So this is the thing.
Yeah. Yep. It goes back to that.
That's all you got to go by is your own integrity when you leave.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Absolutely. If there's a scorecard, I mean, I think that's the biggest one. Yeah, absolutely. It's the whole integrity issue. I agree with you, Grim. Great call. Thank you. Do you agree with Grim? 855-266-5283. I knew I said I was going to go to the mailbag. We'll do that the next segment, by the way, for those of you anxiously waiting with bated breath to hear what so many others had to say about the American Sniper trial. But you heard there what Johnson had to say, and of course the other thing is the raging war on the Hill over the power of the pen versus bipartisan support, and we'll see if they can turn around the Keystone vote anyway, but it's, as I said at the top, it's highly unlikely, highly unlikely. You know, it's interesting, too. The White House spokesperson, Josh Earnest, who each day does the daily briefings and is questioned by the reporters who cover the White House, the press is all over him for any mistake, faux pas numbers or whatever, and they should be because of the material that's released, and that's what you're looking at. So the press called him out on the delay of the Keystone pipeline because what he said on Tuesday, he was kind of making light of it. He said the 2,300th day delay in a decision on the pipeline is certainly a hot potato for this president. And he said, a reporter asked him, does the president believe that that amount of days is a reasonable length of time for the State Department to conduct an evaluation? And boy, I wish I had dug up that number. That was smart. And he said, it's fair to suggest the State Department is conducting an in-depth review. And, then he was bombarded about a couple of other things, and he said, with a court ruling in the case, the Nebraska Supreme Court okayed the pipeline being built across the state in January. The final proposal can be evaluated. That's what they're doing right now. Because, of course, there's been speculation that this is all just a stall in hopes of running out the clock on Obama's presidency, which is what I personally think it is. Mailbag next.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guys No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guys February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowd surrounds you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up. Yeah.
All right, we're going to hit the mailbag. Remember, you can always hook up with us at 855-66-5283. America Tonight next week goes to Washington, as we'll look at all sides of what's happening with Obamacare and the subsidies, because that's the oral arguments that are going to happen on Wednesday of next week. So Tuesday and Wednesday we will be in Washington. Should be pretty interesting to see some of the people and to look at all sides of this and shake it upside down, if you will. In the meantime, net neutrality is something that we talked a lot about, and there was a little bit of reaction to that in the mailbag, but most of the reaction was over the verdict in the American Sniper trial, is what it's being called, nicknamed, but it's just a terrible thing. Eddie Ray Routh found guilty of capital murder. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Ben, who says, Kate, I don't understand how a former Marine could have slaughtered those two innocent men the way he did, especially for everything that Chris Kyle and his friend Chad Littlefield were trying to do for fellow members of the military, and what a great job they did do. Unfortunately, this was the wrong day for them to be on the range. And I was just incensed when I thought he was going to get off, Ralph was going to get off on a plea of insanity. Now, I understand there is an appeal. What do you think the chances are of that? Well, hopefully they're not good. I'm thinking they're not, because they really proved their case. I mean, criminal law experts were talking about the verdict, and it really was hanging in the balance on whether the defense could prove that he was insane and didn't know the killings were wrong at the time when they were committed. So the jurors really had three options. They could have found Ralph guilty of capital murder, find him not guilty, or find him not guilty by reason of insanity. If found not guilty by reason of insanity, the court would have initiated proceedings, pretty much pushed him to being committed to a state mental hospital. But that didn't happen, because remember, when he was questioned by police, he said he knew what he did was wrong, and they asked him that question purposely, I'm certain of it, three times. And luckily that came back to help the prosecution. And a forensic psychologist testified for prosecutors that Ralph was not legally insane and suggested that he had gotten some of his ideas from television. He said he had a paranoid disorder made worse by his use of alcohol and marijuana. And he said it was cannabis-induced psychosis. So he was not insane. Defense attorneys said that Kyle had described Ralph as straight-up nuts in a text message to Littlefield as they drove to the area. So there was all kinds of evidence, and it was interesting, but sad and awful the way that this turned out. And many of you are reacting that way, too. So let's quickly go to some more. Scott says, Kate, right on to that jury. Of course, it only took them 2 hours. You would have had to have been a dummy to let this guy go into a mental institute. He knew right from wrong. Justice absolutely was served. In fact, I think he should have gotten the death penalty. Yeah, no death penalty. The prosecution pulled that off the table. They didn't go for the death penalty. This one from MJ, who says, Kate, in watching this situation unfold, I really felt sorry for his widow, looking at her and thinking of everything that she had been through, and finally they had come into the tunnel and out on the other side, only to have this terrible thing happen. I hope she finds some peace with what the jury decided. Yeah, I mean, great sentiments. How do you find peace in a blindsidingly shocking, awful thing that happens where 1 minute, and listen, this is life and we know that, but not this way. That's different. To be reaching out, to be helping someone, and to have this happen is just awful. And to wrap your mind around that, any family member to this day, it's got to be pretty much a horrific thing for them to try to do. Okay, one more on that note, and this one is from Christopher, who says, you know, initially I thought the guy was crazy, but then in listening to things that were being said throughout the trial, I felt that the jury did really hand down the right sentence, because he knew right from wrong, and certainly that was the key. I only wish peace, love, and harmony to those affected by the heinous actions of Eddie Ray Ralph. Yeah, well said. Absolutely. All right, let's move on to something else. I mentioned net neutrality and how that conversation is like a raging water coming out of a dam, because so many people upset by realizing some of the things that are about to happen. And a Democrat on the FCC, on the Federal Communications Commission, has asked the panel's chairman to roll back some of the net neutrality rules that are expected to be voted on Thursday. But will that happen? And what does it mean if all of this moves forward? It means get ready for some pretty big changes, including the whole high, you know, free, supposedly, internet. Some things will change with that, with all this regulation, if it is, in fact, voted on and enacted. So here's some of the reaction to that. This one from Samantha, who says, wow, I am stunned as someone who works in the tech industry that anyone could want anything to happen in the form of changes to net neutrality, because ultimately a few people will control the game. Those that have the money win, those that don't won't, and it'll affect everything from correspondence to commerce on the internet eventually. Well, so people know what we're talking about is the rules. You know, there's been opposition to the rules that would give wireless networks more flexibility than the landline counterparts. So that's what this tug of war really is over. And you can bet if there's changes, we know this, ultimately it gets passed on to the consumer in some way, and it would be. Now, net neutrality supporters would say the move is the best way to prevent internet service providers from interfering with your individual access to the web. But I'm going to disagree with that, actually. So, and part of this came out when last year Netflix charged Comcast and other companies with creating internet tolls before passing web traffic among networks. So this is where that heated debate, where they go back and forth on this. Let's take another one. Pam says, I don't know that I fully understand the whole net neutrality thing, but I understand that it's going to affect people who use the internet, and it's going to affect economically in some way all of us in the end. Well, yeah, because regulate it, tax it, and then what? Regulate it and tax it, and it's not good. Right? What was it that Reagan said that people are quoting all over the place? Government's view of the economy could be summed up in a few short phrases. If it moves, tax it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. If it stops moving, subsidize it. Oh, my. And some people feel that it's something they needed to do to bring the whole broadband fiber optic neutrality in line, because almost everything is controlled by a few telecoms who are really fighting the changes in the rural areas. That's where you really see it, and some of the smaller states. I mean, look, do we need high-speed access? Of course, people want it bigger, badder, faster. And that's what happens. It's the pipeline. But who benefits from the pipeline? I mean, listen, do you want to pay more? Do you want to be taxed more? And I think that that's what will happen. Of course, that's what will happen. It'll get pushed over to the consumer side. Absolutely. Let's go to one, maybe two more. I guess I can get one in here. This one from Dano. He says, Kate, long time. I have just been away, but trust me, I've been downloading shows when I can. And I have to tell you, I'm very happy not to be in the States right now, especially being from the Boston area and seeing what my family and friends have had to go through with the big snow dig out. I am very happy to have missed that. Anytime you can be in a sunny place where it's 70 plus, I don't see why you wouldn't grab that. Yeah, I don't see why either, especially if you're from Boston and you see that the it's nothing but snow. It's snow fun is what it is. And being someplace warmer, of course, is a lot better view than what the people in, I think, your hometown are seeing weekly. It might, like, the weatherman must be like the most hated person in Boston. Stay with us.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglaze Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Walks further down the street with a grateful way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of the seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets race to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust.
So the U.S. Secret Service is going to fly drones over Washington in the near future, they say. They're not disclosing exactly where their exercises are going to take place, other than it's going to involve areas where flights are typically restricted. So airspace above the White House, the Capitol, and some other sensitive sites in Washington, which is heavily restricted. The Secret Service says the exercises have been carefully planned and coordinated with other government agencies, and they're going to be tightly controlled. And that the reason for the exercises, well, that's not clear. It's going to be tightly controlled, but we don't have a clear reason to tell you why they're doing it. I think really it's because of the security risks that have happened because of the drones. Remember last month, there was somebody, a government employee actually, who was flying a drone recreationally. Hey, let's go fly the drone. And they crashed it into the White House grounds accidentally. So they've waited, they're proposing rules for flying commercial drones, and drone use has gotten ever more popular. It was a popular Christmas item, but just television stations using it, photographers, because of the views that they can get. And so there will be, and there have been some problems with it, so there will be some reaction, I'm sure, to whatever the decision is with drones. And I think that's why they're saying they're testing it to see exactly what they should have done a long time ago. They're testing it to see exactly where they can fly and how far and what they can see and all that other kind of stuff, absolutely. For sure. This might be shocking to some of you since we're talking about drones for a second here. There's a report that came out, that just came out, that shows only 32% of the active army is ready for combat. So 32%. Only 7 classes of the U.S. Navy's 18 classes of ships are right now in production, with the Navy's overall capability rated as weak. And the Marine Corps' current 25 battalions fall far short of the 36 necessary for the key benchmark of dealing simultaneously with 2 wars in different regions of course of the world. So these were the conclusions of the Heritage Foundation Index of U.S. military strength, and it was released on Tuesday morning. Another finding that came out was that the U.S. nuclear arsenal is weak in 4 of 10 categories that they looked at, including the current capabilities of the laboratories and plants where the nuke weapons are developed, produced, and tested. Well, that has to make you feel good, right? Well, of course, the U.S. can't produce more than a few number of new warheads, so there would be limits on that. But addressing the possibility of strategic military surprises that could confront the U.S. in parts of the globe, former Pentagon Strategic Competitiveness Chief Daniel Gurr said one of the reports, who was one of the report's contributors, said that one of the central operating assumptions, and this is important, of the Obama administration's defense policy has been that this country would not again engage in a large-scale and sustained stability operations such as in Iraq during the last decade. So they say, so if you look at that, the assumption was the basis for slashing the size of the active army from an all-time high of, no, I shouldn't say all-time high, from a high of 570,000 troops to 450,000 troops. But because of ISIS and the concern over that, it might be a bad time to reduce the military. Might be a bad time for that. So in pulling all the information together, it came from dozens of sources. So congressional testimony from all the military branches, what the budgets were, independent analysis, which I think that's important, so it's not swayed. And the methodology focused on primary combat units and platforms like tanks, ships, planes. So the view is the modernized subsystems and components and new technologies are grafted onto aging platforms, have to keep up with what's going on with the technological innovations. They say still are no substitute for replacing the platforms themselves, which, touche, is the point. Okay, all this argument over drones and what we're doing with drones and surveillance and et cetera. So having the troop number down, you got to think about this. You compare the force, the strength, the total army strength of the federal budget at the close of the fiscal year during the 90-91 Persian Gulf War, you were at 738,000. Compared to today of the 490,000. So that's raw numbers, but you've got weak categories and strong categories. And the bottom line is, it's if we really had to rally the so-called voluntary military, I mean, if we had to rally them, which we have, how would the capability be? And the Army's capacity scored at the low end of marginal because the ability to fight two major wars, like I mentioned, would require 50 brigade combat teams, not just the 38, meeting just 76% of the benchmark. And how frightening is that? And the U.S. Navy, weak on capability, marginal on capacity. I know this is a lot of information, but strong, I think it's important, but strong on readiness. So the current intent to reach a total of 30 attack subs is still short of the 48 attack subs the Navy requires. So if you're running the Navy, if you're the head of the Navy, and that's why all that testimony about we need these capabilities, blah, 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 and you always hear the argument, why do we need this? Why can't we save money, cut the military? It doesn't make any sense. It's a different era. It's a different era until it's not a different era. And, you know, that's the thing about the United States, the world's policeman, the number one superpower. And the more you take away from that defense, the more you leave us vulnerable, I think, in this country. I mean, that's really the reality of it. Do you need a gazillion troops? No. But where they're saying marginal or weak in most categories, and this is independent analysis, especially when it comes to the Navy, that's not good. I mean, unless, you know, everybody's going to forget what they're saying about the drone, and the drone is the be and all of warfare, and everything's coming, is going to come from that direction. But imagine that we've already heard the complaints that it's not right, and what about the collateral damage and all that other, all the other things that we've gone through with drones. So you have to have people. You have to have bodies. You have to have people willing to be and wanting to be in the military, people who want to enlist, people who want to become officers, and you have to grow those ranks. But if you don't have the budget for it, you can't do that. So you have to figure out what can I pull from? If you're the defense secretary, well, the defense secretary has said many times he's very concerned about where we're teetering when it comes to the military, because that seems to be one of the places of the slash and grab. And it's all fine until we need it. Until we need it. And then it's about quickly emergency funding and quickly we've got to find ways to come up with the equipment. But you can't just manufacture those subs overnight that the Navy is short. So needing them, you'd be really hard-pressed to hurry up and produce them, because they're not being produced. They're well short of, you know, what the mark is. And it's interesting, too, because this Pew poll comes out, and, you know, here you have 70% who say they want no negotiating with terrorists, no negotiating with terrorists, in demand for ransoms for kidnapping, because you saw what happened with the American aid worker Kayla Mueller. They tried to help her, and they couldn't, and some of the brutal assassinations. But in the meantime, Americans certainly want to feel protected. So the more you slash and grab money from the military, that balance is going to really start to slide in the other direction. Any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening.
The Big Berkey water filter.
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.